hazelnut. The timer had been ringing for a couple of minutes now. Everything was under control. He finished mincing the lobster tails and seasoned them with pepper, oil, and herbs. Added a slice of grated lime peel and began to form the burgers with the leftovers he used earlier for the lobsters. He looked up at the clock. 8 o'clock. Giorgio would arrive in half an hour. Sliced the celery with a mandolin, dipped it in ice water, and went on to whip up the carrot puree for the broth, adding a sprinkle of chopped hazelnut. No use trying to call Alice. She must have been in the theater with Carla by then. The show started at 8:30. Audience was strongly urged to take seats well in advance. Studio theater has its own ritual. Giorgio and him pulled out. They decided to have a boys' dinner instead. He whipped the crescenza with cream, placed it in a piping bag, and began to cook the mackerel on the skin. Giorgio would arrive on time, as always, with wine and dessert. Always been punctual, ever since high school. Punctual to school, to soccer, to the pizzeria with friends, to dates with girls. He whipped the homemade bread with black olives and hazelnuts, focused on the ricciarello, an Italian biscuit made of chickpea and thyme, peeled the shallots and sautéed them in a pan with oil and carrots. When the mackerel became crispy, he drained pasta and placed the carrot broth on the plate, adding a pinch of hazelnut powder. They'd been friends since high school, and for 28 years now, he had shared a lifetime of experience, achievements, and joys with Giorgio. Not all of them, of course, but most of them, the memorable ones. He had lost track of all of his other high school mates after a few years, but not Giorgio. With him, he remained in touch, all right? University together in Milan, a master's year in Valencia, and back to Parma, always together. Job hunting, easy for both of them. Soccer and tennis in their spare time. Very rarely, they argue. The clock read 8:20. He put the carrot broth on the plate, laid the ricciarello, and placed the roasted mackerel on top. He seasoned everything with ground grapefruit pepper, extra virgin olive oil, and an extra sprinkle of hazelnut powder. Voila! The chickpea ricciarello in carrot broth and roasted mackerel was ready. He moved on to the lobster burger with wine. Not only pleasures, of course, they had also shared dramatic moments. Like, for instance, when suddenly George, 27 years at the time, suffered a very severe allergic reaction and an anaphylactic shock that had forced him into the hospital for 2 weeks, unable to breathe, his heart barely beating. He had been by his side, of course, in hospital during those moments and also in the months that followed, when Giorgio had come home more dead than alive. He finished searing them burgers, laid them on the plate, the egg yolk on top of the crumbled bread, and the finely chopped jelly on top. Added the whole lobster claw, garnished with fig lettuce, and again a final sprinkle of hazelnut powder. All finished and all set. One thing he could not understand. For what fucking reason had Giorgio decided that he could screw Alice? Was he taking the piss? Jerk him around this way? It had only happened once, 10 years before. But he had to find out like that from something like that from Alice? Just now? Why only now? And why did she tell her and not him? Why did he not confess him with him sooner? Maybe try some kind of "I'm sorry I didn't tell you sooner" apology. Anger was building on him once again. 8:30, the clock said. Doorbell rang. He glanced around the kitchen. Everything in perfect order. One last thing to do. He carefully hid the jar of hazelnut at the bottom of the cupboard, behind the sugar and jams, then took off his apron and went to the video intercom by the door. On the small screen, Giorgio's smiling face. Look who is here at last. My best friend has arrived. About time.